Yes. Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את ההקדמה לתלמוד 10 הספירות.
Hello, we're studying the introduction to the study in Sefirot. We're in item 50. You can go to our website, kab.tv or Sefirah Tova, and find the introduction and send us questions. Selected questions on the topic will be asked here. Writings of Baal HaSulam, item 50, introduction to Tess.
What we're studying about here are the degrees of single and double concealment, revelation, and eternal revelation, eternal providence, these four degrees. And we're scrutinizing the connection between them. We started with item 43, and now we're on item 50.
Maybe we go to 49.
Please.
49. However, when troubles and torments accumulate to a great extent, it causes a double concealment, which the books name concealment within concealment. It means that even his posterior is not seen, meaning they do not believe that the Creator is angry with them and punishes them, but attribute it to chance or to nature, and come to deny his providence in reward and punishment.
Meaning the matter of faith, feeling the Creator. Faith is feeling the Creator. It could be directly through the panim and indirectly through the achoraim, but still, even by the achoraim, but he feels and sees that he's getting it from the same source, from the upper force, only that his attitude toward the upper force is as if negative, because it depends on the kelim of the receiver. But if this stops the matter of the illumination of the achoraim, a person is in a state where there is no creator in his world, and then he's free. Maybe again.
Again, item 49. However, when troubles and torments accumulate to a great extent, it causes a double concealment, which the books name concealment within concealment. It means that even his posterior is not seen, meaning they do not believe that the Creator is angry with them and punishes them, but attribute it to chance or to nature. And come to deny his providence in reward and punishment. This is the meaning of the verse, and I will surely hide my face, for they have turned to other gods. That is, they become heretic and turn to idol worshipping. Item 50.
Yeah.
Why is he using such a language that the Creator is angry and punishes them?
That's how they feel. Meaning, the Creator exists. And probably they deserve him being mad at them. And that he punishes them, this they understand, this they feel. They have an attitude, a relationship with the Creator, but it's not good. He's discontent, they're discontent, but that's how it is. I couldn't meet the conditions that he gave me, therefore I'm wicked, and this is how he treats me, as a wicked. That happens too. I can't justify him, even though that I understand why I deserve that, but I can't justify him. To the measure to which I see only the Achoraim, but still, I'm in contact with him.
It comes out of man's feeling that the system, this law, is angry at him.
Why law?
It's a law. The Creator is a law.
The law is the Creator's attitude toward us. It's the upper force, upper providence. It's providence, that providence in relation to me. This is how it's revealed now, that it is discontent with me. He is discontent with me. I feel providence according to my own qualities. As it says, the Torah spoke in the language of human beings.
Concealment within concealment, is this posterior?
Single concealment is also a chorayim.
One concealment is relatively clear. I understand it is from the Creator, but I condemn him. But concealment within concealment, I don't even see it's him.
But the chorayim is also concealed.
But is it still posterior?
Yes, but it's such a chorayim that there is no God among me, so to speak. Even your bad attitude, the bad attitude that you have toward him, it's like you have sometimes with a friend, that he was your friend and then not so much, up to the point where the connection between you stopped. Now, in order to rebuild the connection and everything, you have to start over again. Really.
You have a memory of a concealment, but nothing in practice.
No connection in practice.
Now, I asked it yesterday, but it appears from the order of things and how he writes it in 49. Let's say I'm in one concealment, and then because of the blows and the torments,
yeah, there's it's added.
Then I fall into concealment within concealment. But yesterday when I asked about the order of actions, you mentioned that concealment within concealment is the first, and then concealment.
This is when you begin the work. And we're in uncertainty. We can't say that it's concealment. Afterwards, I start discovering that maybe there's something about this. Maybe we're in some kind of relationship with someone, and to the measure to which I connect with the friends, to that extent, I have the ability to connect with the upper force, that through the connection with the friends, it's the connection to him, that then this is how I scrutinize him. I scrutinize him where? When I start connecting with the 10. Then, to the measure to which I really find the connection with the 10, that I arrange them this way, then through that, suddenly I start feeling that something's falling into place, giving me the ability, an approach to him, him being who? He, the one that is revealed to me behind the connection with the 10, that the 10 becomes like this transition.
Access. They say that the reason for the state is greater torments, afflictions. Why is this the reason?
I don't know.
Why does he...
Do you move without blows?
Probably not.
Probably not. Then what are you asking about? If you arrange these blows for yourself, that it's unpleasant, but nonetheless I do it. And sometimes you evoke unpleasant feelings in order to advance you. Suppose you don't feel like sitting with the friends, but you still do it. You don't like hearing that they understand more than you do, but still you're with them and you listen. By that, you advance.
But it says it brings a person to double concealment. Why is that the cause?
Again,
it says that as afflictions and pain and torments accumulate to a great extent, it causes double concealment.
Yeah.
Why more?
More pain and bad things cause a double concealment?
They make me say there's no creator, there's nature.
Yeah, even though there's no creator.
Yeah, it's not clear why this brings me to the conclusion that there's no creator.
Because you stop feeling the creator. Previously, he was good. Then, according to your states, he moves away because you're not an equivalence of form. And then you move so far away from him that he disappears altogether. So you say that there is no God. All those that say that they don't believe, they're telling the truth. That this is how they feel. What can you do about them? It's because this is how the different events of life arrange things for them to a point where they don't feel, don't believe. What can you do? Give them the method of how to reveal the Creator.
This fall from one concealment to a double concealment happens out of negligence of the student?
And only. Either due to the negligence of the student, or it's the creator work, it's the creator's work that adds him will to receive in order to add him work.
So it can be either way.
Yeah, there are different reasons, but it doesn't matter. We're not saying that if I'm in a double concealment, it's a bad state. It's a state from which I have to start working. Why? Because this is what the system requires. The only thing I have to do is to try in every state to say that this is what I got from above and to start with that. Disconnection, that's already a big problem, that the Creator does this to you for some reason. There's barely anything like that, barely. It's on condition that there's already an entire system that has to enter a special state, but in relation to an individual person on the path, there is no disconnection. There is a feeling of disconnection, but if there is already a feeling of disconnection, it's not disconnection.
Can there be a disconnection of the ten? The society, that ten, such a disconnection falls on them?
It's a kind of burdening of the heart. They're still on the path. Yochi, you want to ask something interesting? Okay, yes.
That's a person awakened to work from double concealment if he's totally disconnected.
There are many discernments in every situation. Is it a real double concealment? When he says, there's no God in me, is this a real concealment? No.
But double concealment is...
Double concealment is when he really has no connection, and then it's called the dead are free.
So does he have a way to awaken, or is it just...
No, it's only from above. Only from above. Or if he has friends. Who are a holy society who bury him, and then he is revived, resurrected. They have to feel that he died, and really they bury the situation. Him meaning the situation when they don't want to recognize what is detachment, total detachment, disconnection. And then the dead are free because he can't do anything on his own. But his friends are the ones who do the work. It's called, they read the Kaddish, the prayer for the dead about him, connect him to the upper force, and by this he is revived. Continuing to read, 51.
Item 50. However, beforehand, when the writing speaks only from the perspective of one concealment, the text ends, they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? This means that they still believe in providence of reward and punishment and say that the troubles and suffering come to them because they are not adhered to the Creator. As it is written, these evils come upon us because our God is not among us. This is regarded as still seeing the Creator, but only from behind. For this reason, it is called one concealment, meaning only concealment of the face.
Questions? None. So it's clear. Go on.
51. Now we've explained the two discernments of the perception of concealed providence, which people sense, meaning one concealment and concealment within concealment. One concealment relates only to the concealment of the face, while the posterior is revealed to them. This means that they believe that the Creator gave them the affliction as a punishment, and although it is hard for them to always know the Creator through his posterior side, which brings them to transgress, even then they are considered incomplete wicked. In other words, these transgressions are like mistakes because they come to them as a result of the accumulation of afflictions, since in general they believe in reward and punishment.
Questions? Well, that's along the way.
52. Concealment within concealment means that even the posterior side of the Creator is hidden from them. Since they do not believe in reward and punishment, as mentioned above, these transgressions of theirs are considered sins, and they are considered complete wicked because they rebel and say that the Creator does not watch over his creations at all and turn to idolatry. As it is written, for they have turned to other gods.
Yes.
Oh.
Please, sir. Amnon, Grandpa.
Rav, mostly a person believes and feels that whatever is happening to him comes incidentally and not because it comes from the Creator or some upper force, and doesn't see double concealment or regular concealment.
This is because he's not connected to the Creator permanently, constantly. If he came to connection with the Creator, if he achieved it, and would really hold by his tooth and nail to the connection with the Creator, he would be like on a raft, going up and down, with respect to this feeling of the Creator, to connection with the Creator. He would constantly maintain it like a... like on a gyro, like on an... in this, in navigation instruments, and or like a compass. He would be constantly sensitive to it, but because he doesn't maintain the connection with the Creator and he doesn't care about that, it's not his most important thing in his life. Where am I with respect to it? A little farther, a little closer, in what way, in what manner? If he doesn't have it, then what do you want from him? He's detached. Yes.
The question is whether actually for some people, such people we can only turn to people that God is not amongst them. They don't have that feeling that someone's managing them.
We are approaching or appealing to everyone. Those who want to connect to what Baal HaSulam writes, let them connect. If not, no, then no. But I have to explain it.
Meaning, nevertheless, we turn to people and say what has to be said, even
Oh, of course, I don't care where he is now. I have to show him that there is a matter of connection with the upper force, that this is his fate, this runs his life, where even if he doesn't feel it, the upper force acts on him all the time, constantly directing him, pushing him forward. But in the meantime, it's not in a good way, both from the perspective of the upper force and from the perspective of the created being. It's in back-to-back. This is how they work in the meantime, and there's no choice. You can't lose contact with him, but the contact is undesirable and doesn't feel good. So this is why I am coming to you and I'm telling you, look, you can change your life to make it a good contact, to invert the back to face, and then you'll see that you have a perfect and eternal life in front of you. This is our work. This is direction, the direction of our dissemination. We want to open up to everyone the good situation, because you are in contact with the upper force nonetheless, so be in good contact.
Even though these things can awaken amongst certain factions great resistance?
I don't care about this circle, that circle. This changes from day to day. I don't pay attention to them. We are at a time already when we have nothing to hide. All of humanity is already in such states that no one gives a dime about others. No one knows what's happening. No one can prove or say that he's got something. No one has the strength to seemingly control others like it used to be. Today, you see, it's a mess. Everything is going in every direction.
This is where my question comes from. Exactly. I'm saying, how do we awaken that thing that a person doesn't believe?
It doesn't matter if they don't believe it. You have to explain it in as rational a way as possible, that we are under nature's control, that we are parts of nature, and therefore it's in our interest to know how nature runs, so we know how to get along, how to get on, so we are happier. You don't sell them the Creator or commandments or whatnot. You tell them how to improve their lives. Let's go.
Item 53. We must know that the whole matter of the work in keeping Torah and Mitzvot by way of choice applies primarily to the two aforementioned discernments of concealed providence. Ben Hehe says about that time, the reward is according to the pain. Since his guidance is not revealed, it is impossible to see him but only in concealment of the face, from behind. As one sees one's friend from behind and might doubt and think he is another. In this manner, one is always left with the choice whether to keep his will or break it. This is because troubles and pains he suffers make him doubt the reality of his guidance over his creations. Whether in this first manner, which are the mistakes, or in the second manner, which are the sins. In any case, one is still in great pain and labor. The writing says about this time, anything you find that your hand can do by your strength, do. This is so because he will not be granted the revelation of the face, the complete measure of his goodness, before he exerts and does whatever is in his power to do. And the reward is according to the pain.
Amnon, are you listening? You come to a person and you offer him a good life. And it's not and not what he wants along the way. He can't pay you 20 shekels and get a good life for the rest of his life or even for eternity. But there are laws of nature. So you open up the laws of nature and you tell him that because of where we are in nature's system, you can make your life better. That's it. And not suffer. And then, so use it. That's it. I don't hear what you're murmuring. Mumbling.
If you were to ask for proof of what I'm saying.
By all means, I'm ready. If you do this and that, you'll get this and that.
No, he wants me to show it to him, meaning I'll say to him, look, A, B, C happened, here's a clear result from it.
So,
can I show that to him, that because of the forces of nature it's happening?
No.
So why would he believe me?
He doesn't have to believe you, he can keep suffering.
No, it's my point of him continuing to suffer.
What do you want? You want to get reward before you work? With what will he receive reward if he doesn't make the effort? He doesn't have a kli to reveal the reward.
Right, the problem is that he doesn't know that he doesn't have a kli. I need to prove to him that he needs a kli in order to receive the blessing.
So, you have the Creator who adds troubles, and therefore humanity is coming to a state where it doesn't have a choice, and it necessarily accepts what Kabbalists are coming and saying. Do you want to continue suffering or not? You do? Then we're going to leave you alone. Or you don't, so we can help you. That's it. It's the law of nature. Can't you understand? It's the law of nature. It's either this way or that way. It can't work according to the way you want, but according to the laws by which the light and the desire that it created stand opposite one another. There is no other way. No one is going to give you. It's as if a Kabbalist can do this for you. He can seemingly take you, include you in his kelim, in his vessels, and rise and see, so you will see it. But by this, he robs you of the labor. And afterwards, you'll have to pay twice for it. This is why it's not done.
Because I personally believe in this, Rav. To me, it's a fact. But when I try to say this to, I don't know, relatives or others, they don't really want to hear. Maybe I don't know how to explain it well, but they don't really believe what I'm saying.
Don't be sorry. Leave them as they are. Yes.
54.
Oh, wait, we have, what's happening with Novosibirsk?
Good morning, dear
Rav
and friends. Why does it speak only about prohibitions? Where's the torments of love? And
what torments of love, what pains of love can there be? What's the matter with you? Pains of love means you love someone and you regret not loving him more. This is called pangs of love. When you can't add to the love, when you can't give him more, when something interrupts me, either in my qualities or in external conditions, this is called pains of love. Pains of not being able to realize my love. But here it's not about pains of love. It's about a person who is still corrupted, who is in double concealment. There is no love here. Clear?
I wanted to ask, why is it talking only about pain and suffering?
Because this is our situation. Because this is our situation. How can you speak of love? Love what? Your ego? Which you love? For now, you have only problems. The only problems you have is that you want to receive something and you're not getting it. So it's suffering. But it's not pains of love. Moscow.
Rav, it's written here as if one state stems from the other. Can it be a situation where a person is both in one concealment and double concealment, also in single revelation and double revelation?
Simultaneously? I don't get it. Each state is a state in its own, on its own.
Yes, at once.
No, how can they be at once?
But I see, for example, different parts of the world. Let's say I see friends that are in revelation. I see those that are learning. They're there in concealment.
Each time you see one thing, you can't receive two impressions in the same kli. Can't. You still shift from... You shift your attention, your focus from one state to another. In one clean, one desire, you can't feel two things. You can have a feeling and an intention, but not more than that. You have a desire and you have an intention above the desire. That's it. You can switch between states very quickly, but there's no other way. Everything is still discrete. Okay, that's it. We can't go on. Continue, Owen.
54. When the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do by the power of his choice and his strengthening of faith in the Creator helps him. Then one attains open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Then he is rewarded with complete repentance, meaning he adheres to the Creator once more with his heart, soul, and might, as though naturally drawn by the attainment of the open providence.
Clear? After a person completes the quota of labor, he gets the revelation of the face. Because he's actually already above through his labor, above all those questions. The Creator, whether he watches or doesn't watch, does he oblige or doesn't oblige, he basically built the revelation of the face by himself out of all the concealments he went through. These concealments no longer operate on him. They don't confuse him. Whether there is or isn't a concealment is, to him, the same. Clear? Yes?
If he built it himself, then what is it? Then the Creator helps him?
A person makes an effort, but after the effort, there should still be the influence of the light. It's not like I do work, and according to my work, I draw light. There's a desire from below, and how should I put it? Like a signature from above. There are two desires.
What is the sign?
The Creator isn't just an upper force open to everyone and that's it. There is a decision from the lower one and seemingly a decision from the upper one. Although, of course, he wants everything for everything to be for the best. This is what is called in our language. After a person completes his labor, the Creator agrees with him and gives him the payment, let's call it this way. The light is in the upper force. When the fact that a person is ready for it, it doesn't mean everything is open. No. It has to be in the desire of the lower one and in the desire of the upper one. You have to get permission from above.
And after he gets this permission,
this is called Tzimtzum Masach O Chozel Zivug Deaka. It should all be in connecting the lower and the upper. It's called the Zivug. And it happens precisely by this. It's not like there's no upper force, there's only the light of Ein Sof, and that's it. There's the desire of the upper one. There are conditions that the upper one can play with. And you don't know, because you don't know the whole system. Perhaps, according to the system, you did everything, but you don't, still don't get it. Why? Because the system isn't ready for it. That there is something else to, maybe there is something else to correct that's not up to you. In history, we've had such instances, events. What was it with Shmuel? It is written, yeah, that he was worthy but didn't receive it. So there are such cases. Yes.
Rav, what is exertion?
Exertion. It is when I constantly remember that I'm dependent on the Ten.
So in the last week we had this exercise of to bringing the Creator to have it pleasant, to think of Him. And the result of this thing was just the disclosure of how filthy you are in everything that you do.
Is it not a revelation? How much should the light, upper light, work on you so you would feel you were dirty? Because previously you felt like you were righteous.
Is that considered revelation or concealment? What is that thing that you're working for?
It is revealing. Of course it's revealing. When you reveal, when you discover that you are uglier, dirtier, isn't it revelation? If I walk into a dark room, do I see what's in there? No. When I switch on the light, oh boy, you have to. You have to do the floor and you have to tidy up and the walls and everything.
Moreover, there was a feeling also in the meeting that we did on Friday together with other attendees that we, between us, don't have the answer. We don't know how to solve the problem.
What problem?
That which is being revealed between us, that filth that's being revealed.
You can't solve it, but you can reveal it. You want to discover what else stops you from connecting, interferes with your connection. That's all we want.
The work that reveals that filth, that's called exertion?
Yes, that too.
Is there something else to do other than to continue to exert on this task that you gave us last week?
No, not work in the dirt. Exert in connecting.
In connection and try to make it pleasant
to
for you.
To the extent that you exert in connecting, you discover what interrupts you.
Meaning this work doesn't end, meaning to continue it, that same exercise that you gave us?
They say that there is the end of correction. I don't know.
Again.
Yes.
Rav, he writes that the work in choice is in those two states of concealment until he completes it and then he answers him. But you explained to us earlier that in double concealment he doesn't have work. It's his friends that can only revive him, to bury him and then to resurrect that desire.
So
it's a kind of, he's not working here, but seemingly other desires are working for him. So what's the correction he's doing here?
To annul. Let's go. Where are you? 55. Let's go.
These above attainments and repentance come to a person in two degrees. The first is the attainment of providence of absolute reward and punishment. Besides attaining the reward of for every mitzvah in the next world in utter clarity, he is also rewarded with the attainment of the wondrous pleasure and immediate observation of the mitzvah in this world. In addition, besides attaining the bitter punishment extending from every sin after one's death, one is also rewarded with feeling the bitter taste of every transgression while he is still alive. Naturally, one who is imparted with this open providence is certain that he will not sin again, as one is certain that he will not cut his own flesh and cause himself terrible suffering. In addition, one is certain that he will not neglect a mitzvah without performing it the instant it comes to his hand, just as one is certain that he will not neglect any worldly pleasure or a great profit that comes into his hand.
This is beautiful. Why aren't we in such states? Where I see what's bad, what's good, what I lose, and what I reveal, and then I'm certain that I'll be righteous. Why does it come then? And before that, I make mistakes, I don't know what's happening, and I have to do it out of faith. Here I know. It should have been given in advance. Why not? Why isn't there such a thing to begin with? We'd all be complete righteous.
Barur?
Clear? The question is clear, right? Read it again. 55.
These above attainment and repentance come to a person in 2 degrees. The first is the attainment of providence of absolute reward and punishment. Besides attaining the reward for every mitzvah in the next world in utter clarity, he is also rewarded with the attainment of the wondrous pleasure and immediate observation of the mitzvah in this world. In addition, besides attaining this bitter punishment extending from every sin after one's death, one is also rewarded with feeling the bitter taste of every transgression while he is still alive. Naturally, one who is imparted this open providence is certain that he will not sin again, as one is certain that he will not cut his own flesh and cause himself terrible suffering. In addition, one is certain that he will not neglect a mitzvah without performing it the instant it comes into his hand, just as one is certain that he will not neglect any worldly pleasure or a great profit that comes into his hand.
Okay or not? Let's say the wise, his eyes are in his head. Who is wise? Who sees the future? He who sees the future. There's none so wise as the experienced, etc. In other words, a person acquires clear knowledge what will happen to him from doing something good or doing something bad. What?
It sounds like he becomes an angel.
It's an angel doesn't know it, doesn't have this knowledge. The angel doesn't have doubt above the doubt. An angel is a force without any decisions. Here you're saying, what does it mean that he is certain that he will no longer make mistakes? Of course he's certain that the Creator made him. It's as if the Creator put to death his will to receive, or is it that now, according to his experience, according to what he's done before, he can act in, he can perform, he can act in such a way that it's not a mistake, perform correct actions. But he did the work before. He made the effort. He was in doubt. He demanded the force of faith. And this is why now, when he comes to it, he comes with the power of faith he's acquired. I understand that these things are still vague because we haven't achieved it in our feelings. And what you don't feel, it's as if it doesn't exist. Right. So what do you do? Yes? Okay, I think that with this we should... Yes, Asaf.
A person who's on the path, the problems and the torments, is it reward or punishment?
A person who walks on the path, the suffering, if he feels them as suffering, it is suffering. If he feels them as not suffering, but as something that brings him to corrections, then it's a reward. So to one it's a reward, and to another it's a punishment. It all depends on the person. All our work is between reward and punishment. All our labor is in order to turn the punishment into a reward. This is called turning darkness into light, when there's no difference between them. One is Ol, light, and the other is Ota, night, which is night in Aramaic. That's the difference between Panim and Achoraim, the back and the face. It all depends on the person. We're moving on to what? The peace? We haven't started it. To begin it, it's long. No. What you think is... Could it be that you're wrong or you never are? Really? All right. The Desert Congress.
We're going to move to the next part of the lesson, but we'll sing a song first.
גם אם נשתכחה, גם אם הסתתרה, גם אם טרם גילית את סודה, יש עוד אהבה בעולם. גם אם נשתכחה, גם אם הסתתרה, גם אם טרם גילית את סודה, היא השיר של החיים, היא האור של השירים, קבל אותה אל תרתה, רק לך היא נועדה. יש עוד אהבה בעולם, אותה עוד יגלו כולם, רק לפתוח צוהר חם, היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם. היא השיר של החיים, היא האור של השירים, קבל אותה אל תרתה, רק לך היא נועדה. היא השיר של החיים, לקבל אותה אל תרדה רק לך היא נועדה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרדה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה